Amen. Thank you, choir. That was great.
Proverbs chapter 1 this morning, please. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The title of my Father's Day sermon is Fathering Our Children. Fathering Our Children. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. I'll be charging fathers present and fathers to be. So please don't have the attitude, well, this doesn't relate to me, because it does. So please take note this morning, principles concerning fathering that we might apply personally and encourage one another to apply within our homes. Proverbs chapter 1 verses 8 and 9, it reads, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." Heavenly Father, we ask and pray that you would now once again help us to have an understanding, that we might be the fathers that you've called us to be. And Lord God, I pray as we seek to father one another spiritually, in a spiritual sense, Lord, I pray that you would help us to do so in harmony with your word. Lord, meet each one at that point of need. And I pray for a special blessing upon each father present here this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. For those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Saviour, God is our Heavenly Father. And as the Lord Jesus taught His disciples how to pray in Luke chapter 11, verse number 2, He instructed them to begin by saying, "Our Father which art in heaven." This Father-Son relationship is a privileged relationship that we have in Christ Jesus, that God is our Heavenly Father. And for those of us that have the privilege of having such a relationship and are also privileged in having children, then we have an awesome responsibility to reflect God the Father in our fathering of our children. Now, balance is the key in raising godly children. And as we look in the book of Proverbs, we'll note some wisdom concerning how to be a father that is honourable to God. And the book of Proverbs teaches us how we can effectively father our children. And fathers-to-be, young men, I'd like to encourage you to take note of these principles and store them away for that glorious day, which God might graciously give you the privilege of having children. It was C.H. Spurgeon that as he was preparing to baptize his two sons, he preached from the text, "These are the children that God has graciously given to me." And parents and parents-to-be, we need to see it as an honor to have children. The world today conveys that children are a nuisance and will rob you of your joy. That is a lie from the devil. Absolute godless to the core. And we as Bible-believing Christians need to honour children and love children as the Lord Jesus loved children. And as we have the honour and privilege to father our children, spiritually speaking fathers, we need to see that as a great honour. Great honour. I decided this week as I was asking the good Lord concerning what to preach on Father's Day, so the blessed Holy Spirit led me to just look up the word Father in the book of Proverbs. The word Father in the book of Proverbs is mentioned no less than 27 times. Only 27 times. Children, or sons, is mentioned 45 times in the book of Proverbs. So as I looked up all of these references to fathers, and I noted four glowing charges that God gives fathers. Only four. But in those same references, there are approximately 13 to 15 charges that God gives children towards their fathers. So children, we're going to pick on the fathers today. And next Sunday morning, fathers, we're going to pick on the children. Hallelujah. 27 times fathering is mentioned in the book of Proverbs. And in that, there are four basic charges because, oh, God is so wise. He knows that men are thick. So four basic principles is enough for a man to convey his responsibilities towards his children. Four. Let's not waste any time this morning. Principle number one. God charges us as fathers to instruct our children in the Word of God. Principle number one. And that is implied here in verse number 8 where it reads, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father." So the principle that God charges the father to lead in the instructing of his children in the Word of God, that is throughout the book of Proverbs. That's why you'll constantly read the idea of my son, my son, my son, hear, my son, heed, my son, take. Because throughout the book of Proverbs, it's as if a Solomon, as a father, has his son on his lap and he is instructing him. So the first and foremost responsibility that we have as fathers is to instruct our children with the Word of God. The responsibility of a father to provide spiritual instruction for his children is evident throughout the book of Proverbs. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible teaches us, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." 45 times the word son is mentioned here in the book of Proverbs. And fathers, it's our responsibility to instruct our children with the Word of God. That is our chief and foremost responsibility as a father, according to God's wisdom book, the book of Proverbs, to instruct our children in the Word of God. Fathers, are we giving our children spiritual instruction? Note there in Deuteronomy chapter 6, please, for a moment. Deuteronomy chapter 6, concerning the home and the establishment of a spiritual home. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9 it reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. The Bible teaches us that as fathers we have an awesome responsibility to provide spiritual instruction for our children. And fathers, that's our responsibility. I'm afraid that many a father has delegated that responsibility to the mother. And that is negligence of the first degree. Because fathers, it's our responsibility to lead the way. Now, it doesn't mean that our wives, the mother, can't instruct spiritually. They are to instruct spiritually. In fact, if you read 1 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about a woman being saved in childbearing. Saved from what? Saved from wanting to be a preacher. So how do you keep a woman from being a preacher, a mother and children, so she can preach to her children? That's what the Bible teaches. You don't believe me? Read your Bible. So a woman is saved in childbearing by instructing and leading her children. But yet at the same time, fathers, it's our responsibility to lead our children by teaching them the Word of God and taking the initiative in teaching them the Word of God. Say amen. This is what the Bible teaches. And there in Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Bible teaches that you are to teach them formally, you are to teach them informally, you are to teach them before they go to bed, you are to teach them when they arise, you are to paste the Word of God on your home, you need to make it very evident this is a Christian home. And that ought to come from the Father. And you fathers need to make your home spiritual by leading the way. Some of our homes you wouldn't know that it was a Christian home. That's a disgrace to the name of Jesus Christ. And you call yourself a Christian father. And I can walk into some of your homes and have no idea that this family is Christian. Happy Father's Day. Now how do we build a spiritual home? How do we take the lead, fathers, in leading our family? Well, think of the word lead. I'll make it very simple. L stands for lead. Lead your family spiritually by providing spiritual instruction for your children. Now how do we do that, Pastor? Well, read and teach them the Bible. Read and teach your children the Bible. That's your responsibility. Let me give you another tip. Pray with your children. Let me give you another tip. Counsel your children with the Word of God. Our children need direction. Lead your children spiritually with the Word of God. Not with human philosophy. With the Word of God. Guide them in their life. Career, for example. Encourage them concerning the type of companionship they need to develop. So lead your family spiritually by providing instruction from the Word of God. The E stands for example. Live out the Word of God. Fathers, I trust that your children know that you walk with God. I trust that your children catch you spending time with the Lord. The Christian life is more caught than taught. And we need to be that godly example, fathers. We need to lead our children by instructing the Word of God. We need to be that example. We need to be full of grace and truth. Our children, fathers, need to see Christ in us, the hope of glory. If they don't see it, they're going to look elsewhere for direction, guidance. The A in lead is attend. Attend church and be a part of a local church. Make this a priority. The church is a family. And fathers, lead your family in the priority of the New Testament church. Jesus Christ instituted the church. He didn't institute all these other organizations out there. He instituted marriage, he instituted the church, he instituted government. And you need to, as a father, say, church is important, children. That's where we're going to be, whenever the doors are open. And that's where I'm going to get involved in. I'm not too fussed about being a member of the Lions Club or the Tiger Club. No, I'm going to be a member of the New Testament Church because that's what Jesus Christ instituted. That's what He loved.
Right.
Oh, we want to be a part of something. Be a part of what Jesus instituted, the Church. The D stands for make decisions. L stands for lead. Lead your children with spiritual instruction. The E stands for be an example of Christ-likeness. The A stands for attend church, be a part of the New Testament church. D stands for decisions. Make deliberate decisions within the home. You set the standards within the home, fathers. You listening to me? Fathers, you set the standard in the home. Oh, Pastor, you sound awfully controlling. No, I'm referring to leadership here. I'm talking about leadership in the home. You are the head of the home. That's how God ordained it. So lead by making deliberate decisions in the home. For example, what type of TV shows are watched in that home? Oh, that's controlling, Pastor. No, that's leadership. TV is full of junk.
Right.
Say it with me. Junk. Say it with me. Junk. So why are many of you spending all this time watching junk? And you wonder why you have some of the problems you have. And you wonder why you have some of the nightmares you have. And you wonder why you have some of the negative thinking that you have.
Right.
And you wonder why your Christian life is not what it ought to be because you're filling your life with rubbish. Happy Father's Day. You fathers need to lead your home concerning what is watched and not watched on the TV. What is read and what is not read on the TV. What is browsed or not browsed on the TV. Who enters your home? What enters your home? Take the lead. Make decisions for your children. Fathers, your children need direction. Be decisive. Lead your home. Determine this will be, by the grace of God, a Christian home. Therefore, there'll be only this kind of music within this home. Full stop. Full stop. So make deliberate decisions for your children. Fathers, lead your children. Let me give you a piece of advice. You ready for this one? Put your seatbelt on. I believe it's foolish to give a child a mobile phone under the age of 18. And some of you parents have regretted that decision. You've confessed that to me. So if you fathers-to-be, take my advice. Your child does not need a mobile phone. Now, if I need to try and convince you as to why, then you are not thinking. You need to take me out for a coffee. You pay for my coffee because you're going to be wasting my time, and I'm going to state the obvious to you as to why your child does not need a mobile phone and the dangers of this contraption. And why some of your children are struggling because they have their own phone and they're involved in junk like Facebook that is not helping them one iota in the Christian life. Some of you have already given your child a mobile phone and you are bearing the consequences for that. Now if you can't work out why I say what I say, then you are thick, Dad. And I need to talk to you. It's so obvious. Ted Income. Wake up, Australia. Fathers, lead your children. And if they are responsible, they prove themselves responsible, they reach the age of 18, then we might consider it. Oh, Pastor, you're a mean dad. No, I love my kids. I love my kids, and I'm thinking about my kids probably a little bit more deeper than what you are. And that's why some of you as parents are having problems with your children. Let's move on. Are we still friends? Fathers, instruct your children spiritually. It's your responsibility. Oh, but Pastor, I bring my children to church. Well, whoopee-doo. That's all you do and you think that's being spiritual? You are deceived, man. You are deceived. Let's move on before I preach again on this issue of instructing our children spiritually. Principle number two. The second other glowing principle that the Proverbs instructs the father to exercise towards his children is to correct them. Isn't that funny? Correct them. Note there in Proverbs chapter 4, upon me, Proverbs chapter 3, third chapter of Proverbs, verses 11 and 12. It reads, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." There are a number of verses in the Proverbs that instructs the father to correct his children. Just like God chastens or corrects us as his children, and in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, the Bible teaches us that a father will correct his son, and that's why God the Father chastens his children, and that is the obvious evidence that this is a child of God. If God has, if God is chastening you as a Christian, rejoice that you are a child of God. He chastens his own. And therefore, as fathers, it's our responsibility to provide correction and to correct our children. Oh, but Pastor, I leave that up to my wife, the mother. Well, you are negligent. You are negligent. Yes, mothers are to discipline as well, but you need to lead from the front. Your children need to hear from mother, wait until your father gets home. Those glorious words. That glorious, wait till father gets home. And just let them sweat and melt in your presence in the meantime. So as fathers, it's our responsibility to provide instruction for our children, and it's our responsibility to provide correction for our children. In Proverbs 22, verse 15, the Bible reads, and this is the Bible, the Word of God, "Foolishness is bound, entrapped in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." To correct our children is part of our training responsibility, fathers. In Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Fathers, it's our responsibility to provide correction to to lead our children and to use that wonderful word, no. No. And if they violate, pain. Because when you say no to God and you choose to sin, you will experience pain. Pain is a gift from God. It tells us there is something wrong, that we have violated. And when you and I as parents correct our children and inflict blessed pain on their blessed assurance, we are saying, I love you, and sin equates to pain. Oh, but Pastor, I love my children to correct them. Well, you are a fool. With a capital F. And you are breeding a brat, a rebel, and you are dishonorable to God as a Christian father. It's as simple as that. Pastor, you're being awfully mean with us. Well, I think I need to be. I think we need to be, do we not? Because some of us fathers need to wake up to ourselves and fulfill our responsibility. And some of your children, fathers, are struggling because of you. And some of your spouses are upset because of you, because you're not leading your family spiritually. And some of the heartaches in your home are because of you. You're not leading your home spiritually. So on this Father's Day, it's our responsibility to instruct. It's our responsibility to correct our children, because our children need correcting. Correction needs to be consistent, Proverbs 13:24. Correction needs to be timely, Proverbs 19:18. And then in Proverbs 29:17, if you do correct your children, your home will be peaceful. It's a funny thing. When you have correction in your home, you'll have a peaceful home. In fact, you'll have a happy home. Principle number 3. Are you still with me? I really love you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. Really? And you fathers-to-be, you make note of what I'm saying this morning. Number 1, instruct your children spiritually. Number 2, correct your children. Number 3, show affection towards your children. In Proverbs chapter 4, please, verses 3 and 4, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Note there specifically verse number 3, I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. The principle of affection. Fathers, we need to show affection towards our children. Otherwise, they'll look for affection elsewhere. It's easy for mothers to show affection towards their children as a general principle. But as fathers, we need to work on it. And fathers, especially with our daughters, if you don't show your daughters affection, they're going to look for affection somewhere else. Talk to me. If you don't give your daughters affection, they're going to look for it somewhere else. And we need to keep our children's hearts by showing appropriate love towards them. Now, how do you show this affection, Pastor? Well, give them time. Give your children some time. This was King David's problem. He was so busy that he failed to give his children time, and as a result, he bred a rebel by the name of Absalom. Love your children unconditionally, fathers. We don't have time to study 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but verses 4 to 7 will teach us how to love unconditionally. A child raised in a home full of love from the father down is a child that will feel secure and will want to maintain a relationship with his home and his family and will remain loyal to that family unit. Note then Proverbs chapter 29, please. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 21, it reads, "He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length." So here is the principle of investing in our children, therefore it will breed loyalty within that relationship. So fathers, let me encourage you to show affection towards your children. Give them time, love them unconditionally, talk to them. We need to work at that, fathers, talking to our children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us." Show affection towards your children, fathers. And last but not least this morning, Proverbs chapter 19, I'm almost done, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. It reads, "Riches and, houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife or a wise wife is from the Lord." So God draws a contrast here. And he draws the contrast between the fact that God will provide a wise wife for you men yet to be married. That's God's problem. But fathers, it's your responsibility, it's my responsibility to provide for the physical needs of my children. And that is the fourth basic instruction that God gives fathers. Not complicated. Number one, instruct your children spiritually. Number two, provide correction for them. Correct them. Discipline them. Number three, show affection towards your children. Spend time with them. Love them unconditionally. Talk to them. And number four, fathers, it's your responsibility, it's my responsibility to provide for the physical needs of my children. It's your responsibility to provide for the physical needs of your children. In Proverbs 13:24, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children." In 2 Corinthians 12:14, "For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." So the principle is quite simple yet profound. And that is, as fathers, it's my responsibility to provide for the physical needs of my children. But let me make this point. Some of us as fathers can be very good at doing this at the neglect of the others. You're providing well for your children physically, but what about their spiritual needs? You are negligent. That's a cop-out. That is so basic. I don't understand why many fathers don't get it. They just are absolutely so proud of themselves that they're providing well for their children's physical needs, but they don't provide any spiritual instruction. They don't correct them. They don't show any affection towards their children. And yet they've convinced themselves they're a good father. Wrong. Here in the book of Proverbs, there are basically four charges that God gives to fathers. Are you listening to me? Four charges. Instruct your children spiritually, fathers. Number two, correct your children, fathers. Show affection towards your children, fathers. Provide for your children's needs, fathers. And how can we provide for our children's needs? Well, that's a sermon in itself. But it begins with work. You work. This nonsense about the stay-home dad is godless to the core. It is humanistic to the core. It is not Bible. God calls the man to work. This nonsense of being a stay-home dad is ungodly. Fathers, it's your responsibility to go out and work, and provide for the physical needs of your family. Oh, but she's more qualified than me. So what? That's your problem. God teaches you are to go out and work, fathers, and provide for the needs of your family. That's what the Bible teaches. So by working hard, then you honour God with your givings and what God gives to you, and you're prepared to work hard. And then in Proverbs chapter, I think it's 27 there, Proverbs chapter 27, it talks about being a good steward of what God gives to us. So fathers, don't be wasteful with the resources that God gives to you. Be a good steward. Verses 23 to 27 of chapter 27. So fathers, are we still friends? I really do love you and I want the best for your family. And if you can take the word of God and prove me wrong, I'm ready for it. Otherwise, let's do it. Your home will be no more stable and strong depending on you. And by the grace of God, listen to me, by the grace of God, some of your homes here this morning are intact by the grace of God. And it's really got nothing to you, and it's got nothing to do with you, Father, because you've been negligent. And I charge you to take your responsibility, instruct your children spiritually, correct your children, show affection towards your children, and you bear the responsibility of providing their needs. That is the fourfold charge that God gives a father from the book of Proverbs. Now, is that complicated? Talk to me. Well, let's do it. And you fathers-to-be, write those four principles down and determine that that's what you'll be, a godly father. Let's pray.